Welcome to episode 299 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon.
But no good night, not yet, at least.
Not yet. I don't know that it's a good night just yet.
I mean, I think good night is just a... It just means I'm done.
It's just... Yeah, it's just like a... It's like a... Like a more final version of good evening.
It's good. It's goodbye. It's not. It's yeah. It's goodbye up to the day.
Yeah. It's like this is over.
Good night, day.
I'm calling it.
Right. Right. Time of death. 12 a.m. Good night.
Good night. Which is funny because we say good night at the end of every podcast. So.
Yeah, because I like to think it's a good night no matter the time of day. Like the night's still good after you listen.
When you listen to our podcast, it already automatically makes your night good. Doesn't matter when you're listening to it.
Yeah, barring, you know, a life-changing event, yes.
Yeah, catastrophes.
Yeah. Or maybe you win the lottery. That would make it better than this podcast made it.
Yes.
But still.
As a matter of fact, if I won the lottery, it would make it better than this podcast made it. And I like doing this podcast.
How much would you need to win to quit work?
To quit work. I think I can safely say...
I'm not saying forever, but how much would you need to win today to quit your job and then figure the rest out later?
3.5.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
But I would take it all in one lump sum, so I'd automatically lose like 70%.
Okay, like take-home amounts, what I'm talking
okay.
about.
Okay, well, you weren't clear. You weren't clear. To quit my job. Quit. To not work my job anymore. Probably bring home a mil.
That's where I'm at. I like my job, but if I win $1 million tomorrow, like bring home, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's not personal.
I might have to go back. Or I would at least, like, at the very minimum, I would, like, demote myself at work to, like, part-time 20 hours a week.
Right.
No responsibility. All that good shit.
Right. Well, you can't... I mean, you can't be bothered to worry about any responsibility when you don't have any financial responsibility.
I mean, because let's face it, financial responsibility is the foundation of all responsibility.
Yeah, unless you're a psychopath, you're working for the money.
You know, the only reason that, like, people, you know, make sure they pay their bills. And to be fair... There are people that don't even do that, but I'm talking in general here. Paying your bills is a responsibility which makes you have to work. Going to the doctor is a responsibility which makes you have to go to work to earn money. If you already have, I mean, I kind of get the whole, you know, silver spoon in the mouth thing, born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Right.
Yeah, I can't guarantee. I like to think that I'm a better person than that, and I would be a decent person, but I can't guarantee I wouldn't be one of those entitled assholes. Because responsibility does help you as a person, believe it or not.
Do you think you might be one of those people?
No. I do think I have a general heart and a general head for that is points in a general. Moralistically north direction. North being like moral, obviously. But. But again, I can't really comment because I haven't been in this situation. So I don't know that whatever I say holds, you know, an ounce of truth to it.
Right.
One way or the other.
I don't think I would be an asshole.
Yeah, I don't think I would either, but I can't promise it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think, but here's the hard part is knowing I might have to go back, the 2 weeks notice, a real struggle for me.
Instead of just the, fuck it, I'm done?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the thing, though. You have enough self-assurance, or self-awareness, and I think I have enough self-awareness. And here's the thing. I feel like you would do good things with the money. You would make smart decisions. So
yeah, I
don't know that going back should really have to be a consideration.
I think I could live for some amount of years off of $1 million.
I think I could too.
Because I wouldn't, you know, I know that that's not a lot of money, but it's with the way my life is now, that's enough.
Yeah, I mean, me too. Like, I pay off a few things, and I'm still left with, you know, 750 grand.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing that we forgot to mention is that I'm quitting work. We didn't say anything about my wife quitting work.
Right. if you could keep it from her, would you hide the fact you won?
Oh. No, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that to her. Not to mention that I can't make the necessary life changes that one makes when winning the lottery and not make it known why those changes are occurring.
She's like, why don't we have a house payment anymore? Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you just can't get away with that in the world today.
Right. That seems fair. Have you been playing anything this week? I'm going to make a hard cut to video games.
I have, but not a whole lot. I actually only played two things this week. Played some Rocket League, which I'm back on board with after my two-week boycott. I picked up Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which I had said I was going to do. And I started into that pretty fairly early, really, but I've started playing that.
Are you happy with it so far?
I am. It's very much Tomb Raider. Not any huge changes right now. But it's what I'm looking for out of gameplay and out of story and characterization. So it's fine. I don't know that with Tomb Raider I need any massive changes. I thought what they did was pretty good in the last two. And I'm cool with that. So, yeah. I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied with my purchase. So I don't have anything bad to say about it. And again, I'm still fairly early in it. Now if I really dug deep and thought about it, I could get into some like gripes as far as, you know, she's trying to save civilization and be a nice person and she kills everybody she comes across. Yeah, I see that problem. But that's video games. I mean, that's a thing. Don't.
Yeah, Nathan Drake has murdered countless number of
Yeah,
people.
I mean, he's essentially, exactly. He has murdered a small country.
Mass murderer.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you dig into those little nitpicky things, I'm sure you can find problems. But you can find problems with any games. But it's nice. What I like about it is I can just sit down and get into it for a couple hours. Push through some, play some, and then hang it up and do something else.
I've pretty much only played Rocket League, and I scooped up Burnout Paradise Remastered.
Yes, you did. You were playing it the other night.
Yeah, I've been playing it pretty much every night before Rocket League and or after. I like it. It's good. It is more Burnout Paradise, and... It's a crime that they haven't made another Burnout Paradise, but that one's still really good, and the remaster feels really good.
Right. Good.
It's been long enough that I've forgotten everything about it.
And how great that game is.
So it's all, like, new.
I know one thing you forgot is how it tells you where to turn. I remember that from the other night.
Yeah, I forgot that the street signs flash. For some reason...
You were looking for a blinker, weren't you?
I don't know that the blinkers don't blink. But I know that the street signs do flash.
Yes.
The blinkers very well may. I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. Everything's 9 million miles an hour. So even when it tells me to turn, I'm like, oh, really what that means is to crash into the corner of the turn.
Yeah.
Because I can't slow down enough.
Yep. That's me in racing games, too. That's how we roll.
But that game's really, really good. And I picked it up for $9. So, I mean.
Did you pick it up on the digital sale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $8.99, and it's 100% worth that. It's probably worth the $29 or $25 or whatever they're asking full price. I'm really happy with that purchase, and I think I'll keep working my way through that. It feels good to get takedowns. I want to go online and race against some folks and get some real takedowns. I'm kind of excited about that.
Good.
And Patman picked that up too, so maybe we'll get some.
You guys can race each other.
Stuff. Yeah, we'll we'll go head to head.
I don't know. He's pretty balls deep in Divinity too. So
playing a lot of Divinity. And then I've been playing just a ton of Rocket League because the Rocket Pass.
So. Yeah, you have.
A ton. I haven't played much, but I did get my Switch already. Got a little vacation-y vacation coming up. So I've been getting my Switch prepped and ready for the vacay. And I have everything loaded. I got a big memory card for it. I've got the online service rocking because those you can play those for 10 days without internet access.
Mm-hmm.
I won't actually have internet where I'm going. So 10 days is going to get me all the way through the trip and back.
Hey.
So I have all those old NES titles to play.
Yeah, can't beat that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about playing all the way through Mario 3. We'll just see how it goes.
Of course you are. Why wouldn't you?
It's the greatest game ever made.
I know.
You know what I did play last night?
What?
Tecmo Bowl.
On the Switch?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
While you were prepping it, you're like, oh, I'm going to try this.
You know, I just want to check it out, make sure everything felt okay.
Who'd you play as?
Indianapolis.
Why, Indy? You're supposed to play as either the Raiders or... the 49ers, you know that.
I got the hell beat out of me either way. That game is harder than I remember, or I was worse than I remember.
It's probably a little bit of both. It's actually probably just a huge change from what you're used to. It's probably the biggest problem.
It was good, though. I played some, just real quickly, jumped around a couple games, and that's the one I kind of landed on to spend 10 or 15 minutes with, so I didn't even finish the game. But yeah, it's... I like the way that they have done the online service.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that the playing with people is worth paying for, but that library of games that they give you is 100% worth it.
Okay.
You can save all of them. You have save states for all of them, and you hit the two back buttons to jump right back out to the menu and pick a new game. It's really, really well done.
Good. I'm glad you are getting ready to get some use out of your Switch. I know you don't pick it up very much.
Yeah, I played it a lot at first, and I have a lot of stuff I want to play. It's just I don't get as much time to play as I want to, and when I do, jump on my PS4.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's been the same story for my Xbox. It's been collecting dust.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's been. I turn it on every now and then to update it, and then I'm like, yep, okay, jumping over.
Yep. If this is your first time here, welcome. Grab a chair, let your hair down, relax. Let the soothing sound of our voices just rain over your body. Like a warm shower. This podcast comes out every Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on podcast services around the world.
You're trying. You got a little bit too much allergy in there to pull off the John Tesh.
I'm mowed today with no breathing apparatus on. So my allergies tomorrow will be totally jacked. But yeah, we do this little show each week, Monday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can scoop it up anywhere. It's everywhere. If you can't find it, you're not trying very hard. Love it and want to support it, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch and do so. And if you don't have any money or you just don't like supporting things, you can just tell your friends about it.
Yeah.
Tell your acquaintances, your business partners.
Strange people you run into on the street. Bank teller when you're...
tellers, clerks.
Having to use that old school deposit slip to put money in.
Pharmacists love to hear about us.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You know who else does?
Landlords.
Yeah. Landlords, especially, landlords, especially because they understand the whole Wi-Fi internet thing.
As landlords,
when you stand in line in, at Spectrum or whoever, let them know, hey, there's a cool podcast. Thanks for getting me cable, thanks for getting me internet, that kind of thing. Or whoever your local cable provider might be.
As someone who works in that industry, I feel comfortable to say 70% of the people on Earth don't understand how internet actually works and that Wi-Fi is not internet.
As someone who previously worked in the industry, I would agree with you 100%.
It's super scary.
I've actually had the question, why do I need a modem when I have a router? Well,
I have people saying...
And you don't.
The modem's not sending out a very good signal. And I'm like, That's not how that works.
No, your modem does not send out your signal. Unless do they have the dual?
No.
No.
No. Not what we're talking about here.
To be fair, I was assuming that you had done your due diligence in the research of that. But for those who are listening who might have questions, I thought I'd, devil's advocate a little bit.
And when you ask, would you like Wi-Fi? They're like, what's Wi-Fi? And I'm like, well... It's how your phone or any other device can pick up the signal without being plugged in. They're like, well, that's why I'm getting internet.
Yes, 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 yes. That's a good one.
It's sort of why you're getting internet.
Yeah, it's about 35% of why you're getting internet.
Right.
Of the 100 that you're looking for.
The wireless would be no good without internet. You're correct. But without the wireless, it's not wireless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does require some capacity to give off that frequency.
Right.
That signal. This is true.
I used to not understand why things were so overly explained, and now I'm like, I get it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it's because they have to be.
You know what? And it's not just your industry. It's all.
No, it's all. That's what I'm saying. Just anything overexplained, I'm like, yeah,
yes,
I get it.
There is a reason that you buy a set of kitchen knives and it says right on the package, warning, maybe sharp. That is there for a reason.
Well, you have to appeal to the lowest common denominator.
Right. Although
wheelbarrows say not for highway use. No shit.
To be fair, Darwin would disagree, but. Apparently, we hold no water in what he says. We hold no faith in what he says, as a society, I mean. And they've decided that people who make poor decisions should be alleviated from the consequences of those.
Yeah.
I tend to disagree. Sometimes I think you just need to let stupid weed itself out. So now we're going to be on the news because I said that. Some stupid person's going to get mad.
That's fine. If we make the news, welcome the new audience in. Hey guys, how are you? Glad to have you.
Even if it's for a controversial statement like that.
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't feel that's a controversial statement is why you feel that's just laying out facts, right?
I feel like the Kanye method of just saying whatever and getting some run is fine with me.
Yeah, that is what he does, is it?
Or you can just Kanye it.
I'll tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not dressing up like a champagne bottle.
You could.
I'm not.
I would.
I don't think I made it clear enough. I'm not.
I would. I mean, not for... I mean, if someone said 1,000 more people will listen a week if you dress like a champagne bottle, if you supply the costume, I'll put that on. I don't have a problem.
Yeah, I don't think that's really not the scenario I was speaking of.
I'll dress like a champagne bottle.
I just kind of meant it was just a general statement.
I'd wear that to like a fair or an outing.
I wouldn't.
Sometimes I like to look nice.
Me too, but not as a champagne bottle is not. But I mean, if you're talking some Hennessy, maybe. Maybe a good...
What about a Zima?
No. Too many people wouldn't know what it is. Although it is making a small comeback. It's making a bit of a comeback.
You think people don't know what Zima is?
No. I would go as a Seagram's Golden Wine Cooler.
What if we went as like a soda? What if you went as a Jolt?
Jolt's making a comeback too. You can actually get it. Somewhere on the internet.
You can get Surge, too. Surge is back.
Surge is back. Surge is...
I think the BK has Surge.
Yeah, but Surge wasn't ever my thing. I was more of a Jolt guy.
Jolt was... You always felt like you were getting something kind of like a little... Like as a child, a little pushing the limit with a Jolt.
Yeah, it was almost drugs.
Yep. I shouldn't even have this, but I'm about to pound this Jolt.
And I'm a rebel.
Yeah. Hand me my Jolt and my candy cigarettes because I live on the edge. Because
I just pounded my 20-ounce fucking can of Jolt and sucked down some pixie sticks. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I am high on everything right now. Because I'm 12 and that's all I know about being high.
The good old days.
Oof, I'd love to be that age again.
Would you? Because being 12 now is different than when we were 12.
Man, I'd want to do it then. But,
It seems stressful now.
It's funny. I'd like to take a 12-year-old from, like a 16-year-old or a 12-year-old. I'd like to take them, like, from this century and put them in 87 and see if they made it to 93.
They'd make it. They'd just be really bored. Everyone now is overstimulated.
Yeah, but they wouldn't. There's so much they couldn't do. They literally couldn't call people. They wouldn't know how to do that. They couldn't turn the TV on. They could.
Can you still get a pager? Can you still get a pager?
I have no idea.
I hear that doctors still use pagers.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if I could just run down to AT&T or Verizon and just scoop up a pager.
Well, I'll tell you this much. They don't have them sitting on the shelves.
A beeper. For those that like that term better.
A beeper.
I had a see-through green one.
Did you?
It didn't have service, but I wanted it to have service so bad.
I did not. I never had a pager, actually.
I had one. It just wasn't active.
I did not. I was... It didn't seem to be necessary to me for whatever reason at the time.
It's necessary, all right.
Well, I was in the military, but there wasn't money I wanted to spend.
Yeah. This show is all about pagers and stupid people.
Ooh. Pagers and stupid people.
Beepers and stupid people. And I accidentally fell down a rabbit hole on YouTube the other day of watching behind-the-scenes Sesame Street stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, there's a lot more goes into that old puppeting than I thought.
Yeah, it's not an easy job.
They're on those little, like, creeper little roller carts on their butts. And yeah. They're, like, trying to all crowd in together to get their hands all where they need to
be. And they all get all weird and all, like,
pretzel up. Yeah, it looks like a car wreck of people trying to get their hands all up and where they need to be.
No kidding.
What a weird job to have. What a good job, probably. I would like that job.
Being a puppeteer?
I would very... Yeah, very much would like to be a puppeteer.
I don't know that I would.
Mm-hmm. Very much. They're all a little weird, too. Like, they talk about their puppets, like, maybe a little too much.
Yeah. But I don't know. But the thing is it's really a thankless job. I mean, think about it. With the exception of one or two, how many puppeteers can you name?
Yeah, I don't know if that makes it thankless, though. I think it becomes muscle memory. But they were... The way that they talk about, like, the mouth when you move it down versus, you know, based off the sounds you make. Like, there's more to the mouth than just flapping it open every time they talk.
Yeah, there is more to it. It just seems like a lot of work for what goes into it versus what you get out of it. I'm sure it's a pride thing, and they have to be incredibly into it, I would think.
I like a puppet. I would like to make a puppet.
I really don't have an opinion on puppets one way or the other, I guess.
Right. You're not anti-puppet. You're not pro-puppet.
But I'm not really a puppet enthusiast either.
Would you call yourself a puppet indifferent?
Yeah, I would go with that.
Okay.
I am indifferent. I currently carry no opinion on puppets. Yeah, they're a thing. They're cool. I like some things with them. And I don't know that I know anything... While I'm indifferent to puppets themselves, I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen a production where that was bad with puppets in it. What I mean?
I would agree. I would agree with that. I would back you up on that.
I mean, I can't think of like a bad movie with puppets or anything, or a bad, you know, puppet concert. I don't know what the fuck you call them. We're gonna go
puppeteer concert. I like that.
And
that's clearly not it. I like it though.
And movie. You know, like the Dark Crystal, or you got the Muppets.
Good movie.
You know,
what? All Muppet movies are good.
Yeah, all the Muppet movies. Yeah, so I can't. I've never seen a bad puppet production, but I'm indifferent to puppets themselves. Mm-hmm.
Now, where do you stand on a wearable like a Big Bird? Is that still a puppet? It's a gray line there.
It's a gray line, and I think it is a puppet if you still have to utilize all of your body to make certain motions occur.
Yeah, Big Bird's mouth is still controlled by a hand.
You know, exactly. And so, yes, I would call that a puppet. Especially because whoever's in that puppet probably can't see.
The thing that I found most remarkable about Big Bird is because one of his hands has to be Big Bird's mouth, his hand is only in one side.
Right.
So there's actually like a rod that runs up and down so that when one arm goes up, the other goes down.
Exactly.
So that's, unless they need to hold something and they have to bring in, this may be the best job in the world. There's someone who comes in who just plays the other arm of Big Bird when necessary.
Yeah. But if you think about it, there's not very many times when you've seen both Big Birds. Imagine being Snuffleupagus. That's got to suck.
That's two guys.
That is two guys.
I'm telling you, I fell down this rabbit hole hard.
Did you watch the documentary on Netflix?
I don't think so.
Or was it? Maybe it wasn't Netflix. There was a documentary.
I watched a bunch of stuff on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, Jim Henson was...
I've seen some Jim Henson stuff before, some of those.
He is the prime puppeteer. And what I like about Jim Henson that he did with puppets is he went with, he tried to do adult, and by adult, I don't mean that kind of adult.
Triple X.
Yeah, that's how I'm talking.
He's not talking State of the Union.
But he tried to tell like more mature, more adult, darker stories with puppets. I.e. Dark Crystal, those kinds of things. Which is that is a movie I really, really like.
It's a good movie. Speaking of darker stories, you ever heard of The Walking Dead?
I have.
Okay. Just checking to see. Have you ever heard of Telltale?
I think so. I'm not positive.
Right. So, we told y'all about them quitting the biz, breaking up the band, apparently not paying their people. Telltale is no more. And they've come out and said the only thing they're working on is tidying up a few things, which everyone said is this Netflix deal they have with Minecraft Story Mode.
Yeah, so something really, really bad had to happen for them to shut down in the middle of the Walking Dead season 3.
Oh, it's super bad mismanagement. And then these jackasses, and when I say that, I mean the leadership.
Ouch.
Yeah, when I say, what's happening?
I'm smashing my knee on my desk and everything, and it's a disaster in here.
Okay. I know. I'm upset about Telltale, too. So, these jackasses.
Can you hear that? Can you hear,
no,
the,
hear
the fire whistle?
No.
There's a
fire. Your house on fire?
I don't think it's for me. It's not a smoke detector. It's a fire alarm, like a volunteer at the volunteer fire department.
Fire whistle?
Yes, that's what I said.
I've never heard it called a fire whistle.
It's a fire whistle, yeah.
Like a siren?
Well, it's kind of like the tornado siren, I guess, but it's not for a
y'all
tornado.
Y'all have fire ones?
It's a fire, yeah. Didn't because they have to call in, they have to call in, all of the volunteer fire departments are in the middle of towns, so they let the townspeople know that people are coming and going, because they're in the middle of villages, little villages and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Well, because little villages aren't really a thing down where you are.
That's 100% true.
I know. It's not
most accurate thing that's been said on this whole show. Villages are not a thing.
No. I'm indifferent to puppets. It's super accurate.
Anyways, The Walking Dead. Robert Kirkman, the writer, co-creator of The Walking Dead comics. You may have heard of the show that he has on A&E. AMC. What am I talking about?
I don't know. I'm just
AMC.
I'm just listening.
Yeah.
I'm not in the mood
anyways,
to correct tonight.
He was asked some questions on a Q&A panel about the unfinished story of The Walking Dead, the final season, which is the Telltale game that they... I never finished my thought earlier. I'm all over the place. It's a night show. We usually record in the morning. This is a night show. The jackasses at Telltale, and I mean the leadership, not all the fine people who lost their jobs.
Yes.
They were still selling the season pass for a game that wasn't going to complete after all of this happened.
Yeah. What a bunch
and
of
only
bullshit.
Once people started screaming did they actually remove it from the marketplace. Which is crazy. Walking Dead is supposed to be 4 episodes. Only 2 have come out. Anyways, someone asked Robert Kirkman about the final episodes. And when the fan asked if he'll be writing Clementine into the comics to resolve her story and pick up the slack left by the unfinished season, Kirkman didn't comment but implied wheels were in motion in other ways. Stay tuned, he said. Everyone involved is trying to make sure Clementine's story is told. I am not concerned at the moment with telling her story in the comics. Sounds like a big fat no, but hold your horses. You think they do like a little mini run to finish her story? Digital comic to complete her story?
You know, I don't know. I think that The Walking Dead, the video game, is just an extension of that universe. And I don't know how much he stands to lose by taking the time to do that. And I mean, he's not involved other than, you know, selling the property, the rights to the property to make the game. So he's not involved with that.
If you're him, you want there to be a resolution so people don't ask you for the next 30 years.
Well, that he may get around to it at some point, but
I don't think he'll do it. I just think when the comment that really got everything started is him saying there's wheels in motion to finish this.
Yeah, I guess.
Because now people are like, the games are back on, and I don't know that that's what he's saying here.
No, it could be a comic book. Maybe they'll bring her into one of the Walking Dead shows. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It could be any number of things, but
yeah, we'll have to keep our ears to the ground on this one. It sounds like old Rob Kirkman knows something.
Ears to the ground.
Nose to the grindstone.
That's different than ears to the ground. Nose to the grindstone is getting shit done. Ears to the ground is like listening.
Ears to the grindstone.
Listening.
Listening hard. You like Harry Potter?
Again, and I'm indifferent.
Another fine segue by me.
Yeah, you're killing it tonight. Mm-hmm, that's for sure. Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I want you to know is that this story comes by way of a Reddit post by an author named Vape This Bro. So never has there been a better source for news on Reddit than Vape This Bro.
I think you're saying it wrong. I don't think it's Vape This Bro. I think it's Vape This Bro is how it should be said. I think there's like supposed to be a comma there where he's like being...
I think you smoke the bro.
No.
You vape this bro. Like vape him. He wants to be vaped.
I don't think that. No, I don't. We're going to have to agree to disagree. And I disagree hard.
So here's what happened. Vape This Bro was in a mall or a gathering of people. When he was apparently asked to do one of those surveys to get free underwear or whatever, you know, whatever have you. He agreed to do it, and they took him into a small secluded room and showed him an open world Harry Potter game where he was told to not record or share his thoughts on it. So he immediately pulled out his phone and recorded some.
Right, because that's...
As one does when asked not to do
that. And somehow got away with it. No one noticed, apparently.
I don't know. I don't know how this will work out. I'm sure he signed an NDA. So who knows?
Or it's all made up.
That's true too. It appears that the player will assume the role of a fifth year student. Shortly after arriving at Hogwarts, strange events begin to unfold in the Forbidden Woods, and players embark with a professor named Elzar Fig, to investigate. The game is allegedly allows players to freely explore the world and decide whether to pursue a path of good or evil. Eurogamer reports that the footage is indeed taken from the work from an in the works Harry Potter game. And this is a big title being developed by Avalanche Software, the studio best known for its Disney Toys to Life Disney Infinity franchise.
Yes.
I was really excited all the way until I got to that point. And I don't mean any harm on those people. What I want is a gritty open world Harry Potter game. And I understand why that can't happen, because Harry Potter sells t-shirts and books and hats and scarves and wands and...
Yeah, but I don't know that Harry Potter warrants itself to playing as some character no one's heard of.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe not.
I feel like if you're going to play Harry Potter, people want to be one of the characters that they've known to grow and love. I don't know that universe really warrants like a create your own character customization type thing.
So what they have, though, is they have cameos. They have characters that they can sprinkle in to make people want to be in that world, I think. Like the idea that you're going to see Harry and Ron and all those people.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
And if we've seen this with everything, but if they reveal anything new to the story, the fans will play it no matter what to get the story, because they forever want more Harry Potter.
That's true. But
I'm excited about this. I'll play this.
I know you will. I won't. It's like I said, I'm indifferent to Harry Potter. I'm a little past the Harry Potter phenomenon. So I don't know that. And when did they come out?
Been a while.
Early 2000s, 90 something. But anyway, by the time they came out, I was like 21, 22. So not really my bag.
Yeah, see, they touched a special place in my heart, and it was a timing situation. You know, being in like high school and getting like into all that.
Right, right. Well, you were that age.
I was the right age, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I wasn't.
So I'll play this.
Know, that's why I, you know, my thing, I was all in on Transformers movie when it came out. Because Like, all in. Like, it's the only movie I've ever gone to a midnight showing to. And I bought tickets a month in advance as soon as they went on sale. Because I just had to see this fucking movie. Because I grew up with Transformers. For 25 years, all I wanted to see was Transformers live on screen. And here it was. So, yeah, I get it. I do get it. I understand. It's just, for me personally, it doesn't have that same pull.
I do get that. And I agree. But for me, this is exciting, and I'll scoop it up. This next story is even more strange. So we went from Robert Kirkman having to talk about something he probably never wanted to talk about to an open-world Harry Potter game that may or may not be happening by some guy named Vape This Bro.
Yeah.
Or as Dan calls him, Vape This Bro.
Right. I think it's supposed to be like that.
To a story.
Because I feel like someone's like, oh, yeah, you fucking vape. And he's like, yeah, Vape This Bro. You know.
I like to think it's like, hey, Vape This Bro.
Yeah, like he wants to be like, I'm a vape.
Vape me so hard.
I'm a vape. Suck me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, vape me think, long time.
I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I mean, yes, but no.
Right. The Witcher. It was a novel before it was a game. In case people don't know that, you need that backstory.
Right.
This is about to get weird. The author, the author of the Polish book series, his name is Andrzej Sapkowski. I nailed that, so don't worry about the pronunciation. That's how you say it. He's saying he hasn't been fairly, he's not been fairly compensated. Apparently he's been fairly compensated, but that's the problem. He doesn't feel like he has got enough money from this Witcher series. He's demanding $16 million. That's how short he feels like he is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no lawsuit yet, but he's saying that he might be able to sue. And here's the whole reason. And this is super strange. In Poland, there's apparently a clause when it comes to IPs that if you feel like you weren't compensated properly on the front end of a project because it made so much money on the back end, you can then sue for them to pay you more money. Mm-hmm. None of that's weird. What's weird is he admitted in 2017 that he made the wrong decision with the Witcher video game series.
Right.
Because he denied royalties because that's what CD Projekt Red offered him.
Right.
Were royalties when they first decided to do the video game series. And he said, nah, bro, I'm good. I want my money all up front because you'll never sell any of these.
Because nothing's going to happen with it. Then it went on to become, you know, there's a TV show coming.
You know, I assume he still gets part of the money from the TV show. It appears his problem would be totally with the games unless he sold the IP altogether. And yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either. But
in America, this is an open and closed case.
Yeah. Fuck off, dude. Yeah.
Right. In Poland, because of this weird clause, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, but it depends. We don't know what other stipulations are involved with that clause. It could be, yes, that is the clause, but it's not like they didn't offer to fairly compensate you and you said no.
Right.
That could just, you know, hey, you know what? There's consequences to poor decisions. You made one. Fuck off.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. The board had a more PR-friendly statement.
Well, yeah, that's why I don't sit on boards.
And the last line of it, though, is my favorite. Because here's what the board had to say. And we're talking about the board at CD Projekt Red. They said the board will go to great lengths to ensure an amicable resolution of this dispute. However, any such resolution must be respectful of previous expressed intents of both parties as well as existing contracts. The studio also added that $16 million is simply too much money.
Yeah.
That's not for you and I. That message is for Mr. Sapkowski.
Yeah. Yeah, you're.
We understand what you're saying. We gave you a better out in the beginning and you didn't want it. You didn't believe in it. We took all of the risk.
Uh-huh.
If you would like a little more, we can talk about it, but we're not talking about $16 million.
Yeah. But ever. Right now, you're talking about too much.
Right.
We appreciate everything you did for us. Fuck off.
So when you land your little spaceship back on Earth, let's talk about.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what we might really do. Let's talk about that.
That's right. Mr. Sapkowski.
Yeah, Sapkowski. Mr. S.
walk away.
Thank you for your books, though.
Right.
Thank you for your novels.
Yeah. Thanks for the cool IP, bro. GTFO.
What if they just said that? What if that was the board statement? Dear Mr. Sapakowski, GTFO, have a nice day. That'd sincerely, CD Projekt Red.
That would be fucking amazing.
That's a rock star ass move right there.
Oh, that's killer. That'd be so good.
We're going to keep this sweet, sweet train a rolling, and we're going to make a hard pivot to the Nintendo Switch news. And I told you earlier about the way the Nintendo Online service works, where it just gives you access to a large library of NES games. I just wanted a quick public service announcement. On October 10th, they're adding Solomon's Key, Super Dodgeball, and NES Open Tournament Golf to the list.
So you got three fucking winners coming.
I like all those.
Yeah, they're not amazing. They're not.
Super Dodgeball is super legit.
Well, yeah, I guess Super Dodgeball is.
Solomon's Quest is fun, too. I like all those games. I like all the games. I like every game ever made for every system, ever.
Yes, yeah, you apparently like Solomon's Key so much that you can't even remember the fucking name.
I like the games. It's a quest for the key. It's fine. It's all the same.
Okay.
All the same.
Okay, you're right. Friday.
They wanted to call it Quest, but that was
you're right. Friday the 13th, Thursday the 12th. What's the difference?
That's true. By the way, scoop up your Friday the 13th. It's free right now.
See what I did there? I helped.
You did help. You do help. You're a helper.
You're like probably the only person who's ever said that.
Well, fuck all them.
Right. They're just wrong.
Yeah. If you're a subscriber to the Nintendo Switch Online service, you'll be able to download the NES Nintendo Switch Online app. I'm sorry. That's what it's called.
And it's long, yeah.
That's what they decided to call it.
That's right.
But you'll be able to get it from the App Store for free. You'll be able to get the app from the eShop for free. And each month, they're going to add new games. In November, Nintendo will introduce Metroid Mighty Bomb Jack and Twinbee. In December, Wario's Woods, Ninja Gaiden, or Gaiden, depends how you like it, and The Adventures of Lolo.
Great. We're going to hear that.
If you're a listener and you want to tell us which one it is, fuck off. GTFO. Because you could start your own show that's all about correcting other shows if you wanted.
I'm noticing a running.
Like finding an audience.
We're starting to develop a theme for this episode, by the way.
Episode 299, GTFO. I think we've called one that before.
We probably have.
We're having another moment where we're really aggressive.
GTFO.
It might be Vape Me Long Time.
Ooh.
Because I like that. Vape me, bro.
Vape me so long hard. Time. Yeah.
Don't stop vaping me. You know what I'm saying? How about a little Reggie? How about some more Nintendo talk, and this time we sprinkle in a little Reggie?
Who doesn't love a little Reggie?
A little Reggie right on top of that.
Goofy-ass Reggie. Let's go.
This is a really long story, but I'm going to boil it down for you.
I think his eyelids got cut off, by the way. Motherfucker never blinks.
Doesn't need to. His eyes are the most moist.
No. Oh, he needs to, trust me. Then he wouldn't look like a fucking robot.
So Sweet Reggie, as I like to call him, has explained why Nintendo decided to go with an app for your phone to voice chat versus anything on the system that would be 10 times more convenient. And here's what Reggie had to say. We believe this is the easiest way for you to connect and have a peer-to-peer experience with voice chat. It's with your mobile phone.
I love his reasoning, which is fucking stupid.
Because clearly the easiest way to do that is the way literally everyone else does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's to do it without needing a secondary machine.
Yeah, there's got to be an easier way than plugging it in and putting it over your ears. There's got to be. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
Are you
this.
Okay?
Yeah, I this is such a like Nintendo ass response. hey, Reggie, why is it so complicated that I have to use my cell phone? Oh, because we believe that is the easiest. Well, there's no easier way out there you to do this.
Right. And his rationale is because it's always there. It's always with you.
It's always with you. It's in your hand.
That's correct. However, I don't need to chat with people that are playing their Nintendo all the time whenever it's there. I only need to do that when I'm on the Nintendo.
What if instead of voice chat, your friends had to come over and play with you?
I know.
That wouldn't that be the easiest way, Nintendo?
This is stupid. Nintendo. Here's what Nintendo does, though. Nintendo does everything different, and they throw it all at the wall. And sometimes you get the Switch, and sometimes you get voice chat.
They get a free pass either way.
Sometimes, right. Sometimes, well, because it always seems to be a one-to-one. The thing is they can't ever do anything good without fucking it up with something.
They can't do anything good twice, like in a row.
No, no. They can't make two good decisions. Why would they do that?
Now, if you're Reggie, and they say, Reggie, too many people talking about this voice chat. We want you to go out, and we want you just to tackle it head on. Here's what you're going to tell them. You're Reggie, you're like, oh, geez. Great.
Reggie's been with he's all in. He's all in on whatever Nintendo does or tells him.
He just walks out there and he's like, I'll tell you why, cell phones.
I mean, here's the thing. The only place Reggie works is working for Nintendo.
Right.
You can't stick him on a PlayStation stage or an Xbox stage. You can't sit him down next to Sean Layden and have him have a fucking conversation. Because that's just, nobody needs that.
Would you buy donuts from that guy or a pizza?
Who, Reggie?
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'd take it from his hand if he showed up in my house just to deliver it.
So what you think happened is they said, Reggie, here's what we're going to say. And he goes, you're damn right, it's what we're going to say.
That's right. It's because this is spot on.
And then he puts his Visine in and he walks out there.
Bravo, brothers. That's, yeah.
And he says, I'll tell you why, cell phones, because everyone in this room is holding one in their hand right now. Next question.
That's right.
Next question.
That's exactly what happened.
Right. We're thinking about require you on another machine to make a controller work. Because that's also the best way to have that happen.
Yes.
I like the Switch, though.
And like I said, Nintendo does do good things. But they do a lot of stupid shit things, too.
Nintendo does. Wait, that's wrong. Never mind. Sega does what Nintendo don't.
Yeah, Nintendo literally lives the fucking UBU. Fucking.
Yeah.
that is their company motto, UBU.
Well, I think what happens is they say submit your ideas and they narrow it down to two. And then they go, raise your hand if you like this one. And whichever one gets the most votes, they go the other way.
Yeah, but are they asking children?
Oh, they're asking their employees. Well, I mean, when you only know Nintendo, you make Nintendo-ass decisions.
So that's like every movie does that too. Red tie or blue tie? Blue tie. Okay, red it is.
Yeah.
The same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, should we do a...
The Day in the Life of Nintendo is like a rom-com.
Yeah, right. It's just Paul Rudd going, what if we made cardboard things? And they're like, I think I love you.
Exactly.
I just fell in love with him and his crafty ideas.
That's right. And then, of course, you know, someone gets in between them real quick and they have some funny misunderstanding that's not funny to them. And then they get back together in the end. And this has been brought to you by the
Hallmark. She's currently dating Reggie. And you're like, I don't know what to do because he's the boss.
Right. This has been brought to you by the Hallmark Channel. Blah, blah, blah.
Or Lifetime Movie Network.
Hallmark movies I get into, though. You know what? I watch them when I'm hungover. They are the perfect thing to watch hungover because every single fucking one of them is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fall asleep in the middle of one and wake up in the middle of the next one and not realize you're not watching the same movie.
I wish I could watch those, but I spend all of my time going, who the fuck? And they're just filling the blank.
Yeah, they're so contrived and they're so... Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
But here's why they should exist. The same reason I can get in a tractor on a video game and drive around for 12 hours.
Exactly.
It entertains me.
Exactly. And people they are totally entertained exist. By them.
Don't shit on rom-coms, people.
Like, what was it? Last Christmas at Netflix, that fucking The Prince and Me or
I saw that also.
Was like the top grossing, and it was essentially, it was a Hallmark movie.
It
was
I just, saw it. It sucked real bad.
You fucking watched it?
Yeah.
Why?
Got to get in on that stuff, man.
So you were
water cooler talk. Water cooler talk.
I bring my own water to work.
Is that because you don't trust the work water?
No, it's because I don't want to fucking talk to people around the fucking water cooler.
There's never anyone around our water cooler.
We don't even have a water cooler. We have a cooler, a refrigerator full of fucking water.
We have the cooler without the thing on top?
Without the water thing in it?
Yeah.
So you just have a cooler? How do you get water?
But like, there's like a line that runs to it, like a water line runs to it. It looks just like one of those things, but there's no thing on top.
Oh, shit, you got one of those. Wow, they're sparing no expense for you.
And some dude comes in and changes the filter like once a month.
Yeah.
It's like a water fountain, but it's set up like a cooler.
Yeah, it's got the, and it only does cold water, right? Not hot.
No, you can get blazing hot out of there, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I always get the hot out of the, we have one of those like bun coffee makers.
Mm-hmm.
There's one of those that'll strip paint off it so hot. Right. I get the hot water out of there.
Yeah, those industrial coffee makers, man. They've got off and surface of the sun. Those are the two fucking temperatures.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like inside of a volcano or not on.
Right.
I'm like, melt plastic, bitches. Let's go. I'm trying to make some hot cocoa that I'll be able to drink next Thursday.
That's right. You want it lukewarm? Fuck off.
Right. What do I look like, a sink?
GTFO.
That's right.
If water coolers could talk. I realize they can't.
Vape me, bro.
Vape you long
time. That's it for the news. You come here for the hot vape talk, but...
Me vape you long time.
That's right.
Except vape for me, so though. Hard.
Vape like a pro.
Vape me so hard.
That's not a bad one either. I kind of like vape me long time because it doesn't make any sense, though.
It doesn't.
It might be slightly offensive. I'm not sure.
It depends on what accent you. If you say it in the accent,
listen. I'm not using any accent at all.
If you said it in the accent I did, yeah, it is.
Well, you already called people stupid earlier, so
I did. So I'm not too worried about the offensive thing. I did not call all people stupid. I just said there are stupid people.
There are stupid people. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I didn't call anybody stupid.
Whoa! I just kicked my microphone. Did you get any of that?
No, actually, it was very quiet. Good job.
I hope they get it on the end of the consumer end has a kick in it.
You fucking ninja.
I Chuck Norris that thing.
For Chuck Norris.
Rest in peace.
What?
No, he's alive. He's alive.
What are you talking about?
I just want to see what you'd do if I killed Chuck right now.
Did I seem
annoyed?
I want
to see what your reaction was.
Did I seem annoyed? You were one
you
of
seem
those
like there's no way a legend like him will ever die.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's what you seem like.
He's a little something. He's a little something.
You don't like Chucky?
Oh, I love Chuck. Walker.
What's the problem,
Texas Ranger.
Man, Texas Ranger was so good.
Yeah, that was, again, another one of those mindless shows, but.
Yeah, but in a good way.
It had Chuck Norris spin kicking in it, so.
Spin kick so hard.
Spin kick so hard.
It's been a weird show.
Oh, it's Saturday nights, what we do. When we do the evening shows.
Yeah, the night shows. Some people call them night shows.
Night fever.
You ever say it like that? Night shows.
Night show. Welcome to the night show.
Yeah, go ahead. Serenade them.
We'll make all of your dreams show tonight on the night show. That's all I got.
Okay, that's enough. I think that's enough.
That was nice, wasn't it?
It was pretty good. I liked it.
For off the cuff, I mean.
That's not bad.
That was improv right there.
Much as all of the show is improv.
No, we have some notes we follow.
I like to call them rough guidelines.
Oh, I like to call them, you know, you send me a few paragraphs here in this thing and... They might as well be bullet points.
Yeah. I'm not about reading someone else's words. You know, I like to make them my own.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I just don't even do the stories at all. There's actually a story about how there's going to be a new Switch next year with better resolution and a couple other upgrades. You know what I did with that story? Nothing.
Yeah, there's not a reason for it yet.
Yeah, you know what? I don't need a better Switch because the one I got's pretty good.
Better resolution, some minor changes, this kind of thing. That, but
it's gonna be shaped like a butterfly.
Oh, and it's gonna sting like a bee.
Ooh, doctor.
Don't vape me, bro.
Yo, don't you made it like a tase. I like that. I like what you did there. Hey, stop vaping me, bro.
Don't vape me, bro.
He'll never say that because he's vaped this bro.
That's right, because he's all about vaping this bro.
Vape me long time. Would you wear a shirt that said vape me long time?
No.
I would.
In no way, shape, or form would I.
I don't know. I think it's a good shirt.
Yeah, no.
Now it's time for Gone But Not Forgotten, our newest, favorite, oldest segment, where we talk about we just talk about a game from our past.
You know, it's pretty much starting to be not any of those.
Yeah, this one I'm about to pick is just a game I'm familiar with from
newest, from oldest, and favorite. It might be oldest. It might be one out of three.
It's the newest, oldest. Those are together. It's the newest, oldest.
It's the newest, oldest segment? Oh, okay, yeah.
And that still checks out.
Yeah. Favorite? I don't know. So it's getting hard now. It's getting tough.
Yeah. I don't even like it. We're gonna shit can it soon. So.
We have to do more research. I have to do more research for Gone But Not Forgotten than I do for like the news.
We're gonna shit can this segment soon.
It's look, probably going.
We killed it once, and some people wanted to come back, and we caved to the peer pressure. That's this thing's gone.
Yeah. That's yeah. We won't it's make got that
double,
mistake.
It's got double pneumonia right now, and it's locked outside in the snowstorm.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah. There's some illness occurring.
We'll see what happens. But I've got one for this week. It's my turn.
Go with it.
And I've got one because that's what you do when it's your turn. And mine is Shinobi for the Game Gear.
Oh, that's not a bad one. Oh, that's the Game Gear.
Yeah. It's where I played it. It's where I spent my childhood. The Game Gear version.
You couldn't finish it. Unless you spent $1,000 on batteries.
1991, right. It took 24 batteries to complete. I wish that's how they rated the length of Game Gear games, or how many sets of batteries it would take.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they should have.
I love the Game Gear. Side note.
I had one too.
Shinobi. Remember the cover had the red ninja on it?
Mm-hmm.
Doing a kick. And it was a simple idea. Terror and Destruction have made their way into Ninja Valley. That already sounds like a good place. The master of the Obora School of Shinobi sends his best students to investigate the suburban areas. They return with news of a powerful dark force that has established a base within Neo City.
Which is another cool place.
Yeah. The master knows only one warrior trained in the arts of ninjutsu can stand against the menace. One by one, his greatest pupils enter the Neo City to locate and destroy the source of the evil. Ninja Valley has lost contact with each of them. All are believed to have been captured. Now Joe Musashi, the Red Ninja. There's no way his name is Joe. Zero way his name is Joe.
No, yeah, it's not.
I must carry out this dire mission. As the oldest and strongest of his ninja disciples, seems like we would have started there, but what do I know?
Right, start with him.
Sweet Joe.
Maybe it started out as a training mission.
Yeah, they're like, we'll send all the unqualified people to do it.
For like 24 people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Long or short.
Must be old Sapakowski is running that show.
Right. Yes.
Making poor decisions.
My boy Sapakowski.
Is that what it is, Sapakowski?
I don't know. I've scrolled past it.
Sapakowski.
Yeah, Sipa not going to work here anymore.
Sipa
not getting the rest of his royalty money.
Right.
You had that option. You passed on it, dickwad.
That's right. Sipa chump change.
Right. Sipa take my lump sum now. This game is roughly based on the Genesis Revenge of Shinobi, but with additional character switching system. It's a fun ninja-style platformer, beat-em-up. Whatever you want to call it. Your goal is to rescue four kidnapped allies who are being held captive in different stages. There are four stages. They can be played in any order, which is the part I thought was cool. Each ninja character has a unique weapon. And it's just a good old-fashioned fun game, and it's one that I played on the Game Gear.
I played it on Game Gear too. I had a Game Gear. And that's a sweet score, but not forgotten.
How many batteries do you think you used on it?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I had three games, so probably 135.
100. I wish you would have just hit me with a number like 176, like you counted them.
You meant in a day, right?
Right. I meant weekly.
Yeah. Oh, weekly. Right. 327.
Mom, can I get some more batteries? What are you using all these batteries in? I played one stage of Sonic.
That's right.
Calm down. Also, never tell your parents to calm down. They don't like that.
I literally bought you some from Costco the other day.
Costco. Getting the fine batteries.
Actually, it would have been BJ's, I think, was the only big box retailer like that at the time.
The old BJ.
I think. Not to be confused with the other BJ. They don't sell those there.
Or they do.
Yeah, that's a legal thing. No, they don't. I asked.
They don't sell BJ's at BJ's. That's too on the nose.
Well, it's good. I mean, it's good market. If they did sell BJ's there, it'd be spot on. And they'd be busy.
You'd be like, this is what I thought.
And they, yeah.
This is what I thought it was. Interesting. I'm going to go now.
Yeah.
That was Gone But Not Forgotten. If you have one for us, save it. We're going to kill this soon. It's time for shout outs. This isn't going away.
No.
Or at least I don't think it is. Who knows? Patreon.com/GameStitch. You support us at the $10 tier. You get a shout out each and every episode to do whatever you want with. We don't care. It's your shout out. Do what you want. If you don't give us one, we make up some shit for you because you paid for the time. It's yours. We appreciate you, and you're going to get yours.
That's right.
If there's one thing this show does, it makes sure that you get yours before we get ours.
I don't know that that's true either.
We let you go first.
It really sounds good, though. Mm-hmm. I think that might make us sound a little better than we are.
No, we're that good.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
So, you got a shout-out for Thomas?
I don't, actually.
I'm going on vacation. Thomas's shout-out is for me to be safe and have a fun trip and to enjoy my Switch. Thanks, Thomas. Thanks for being so thoughtful. No one knew I was going on vacation, so he couldn't have actually told me.
Yeah, that's true.
But I appreciate that. I appreciate the
thoughtfulness. Yeah, I think he's working a lot again.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So.
We love Thomas. We love Garrett.
Be safe, buddy.
We love Elliot, who reached out to us too on National Podcast Day.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So
that was pretty cool.
We know obviously more than those three people listen, but those are three that have been vocal about supporting us for many years now, and we love them to death. They are great people.
That's right.
And
we vape them.
We vape them long time.
Vape them long time.
Thomas vapes, I believe.
He may.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
think he's a vapor.
He might.
He vapes. It's not a vapor, like a vapor.
Yeah, no, I understand.
He's not a superhero.
You're just making it weird now.
He's one that vapes. Senor Vape.
Senor Vape. Sorry about that. My water bottle caved in. My bad.
They didn't know what was happening if you didn't tell them.
That's why I told them.
Could just let it be a mystery.
Nah.
We could have played a little game I like to call Name That Sound.
That we've never played before.
They were replacing Gone But Not Forgotten with Name That Sound.
We could do that.
First person names it gets absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Maybe gets a shout out on next week's show. Maybe we change the whole format of the show. We stop talking about video games and we just make one random sound, 10-second show, and that's it.
Whew.
It's called Name That Sound.
I'm down. I don't think I even need to show up for that, to be honest with you.
Sounds like you're saying you're not down.
That's, yeah, more or less. I think you're picking up what I'm putting down. Yeah.
Speaking of putting it down, follow us on the social medias where we put it down digitally. Did you like that? Was that a good one?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I'm at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. Together, we're still just Dan, but together at @game_Stitch. I actually opened Twitter for the first time the other day. I saw Dan sent me a funny meme about Spider-Man, which I enjoyed.
Made perfect sense, right?
Yeah, check that out on my Twitter or at Game Stitches. It's pretty funny. It's very fitting with last week's episode.
Yeah, that's as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, I know where this is going. I know what I'm doing with this.
I had 29 notifications. If you're one of those people, thank you for communicating with me digitally. Sorry about the timing.
Sorry, I'm an asshole.
Also, didn't respond to any of them.
I believe it.
I was actually following. There was a killer on the loose down here, and I was checking the sheriff's department for updates.
That was a thing.
But it automatically loads to mine, so I was able to see these things. They caught him, by the way.
Yeah, yesterday?
Or
was it today? It was yesterday.
Yesterday. And finally, we're going to close the show out with a big old fat thank you. Big girthy thank you to the people we named earlier, Garrett, Thomas, Elliot, Howard,
Hoffenshow.
Well, Hoffenshow's part of the mix. He doesn't get a thank you. He's part of the team.
And
all the people who listened that we didn't name, who don't communicate with us, thank you for letting us slide between those ears each week.
We appreciate you.
Yep, it's true. Checks out. That's going to do it for this week. 299. There might be something weird about next week.
There might
You'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Wait and see. Till then, have a good night.
Good night.